I think I'm going to switch back to the code a little bit more this time. I've got to delete some Spreaker. I've got to download some Spreaker episodes to free up memory, because I'm not going to pay $50 a month for it or whatever. So I'm going to download it, put it on disk, and then I'm going to start uploading some code. Look, the Bible says, though you can solve all mysteries without love, you don't have anything. But you can't have love without truth. And if you can see the code, you can see the truth, the whole truth, the whole pie, not just pieces of the pie, not a slither of the pie, but the whole truth. Now think about the word slither. Slither sounds like the snake. So the snake wants to give you a slither of truth. Listen to my voice when I say, listen to the first part of my voice when I say slither. Listen to that S. Slither, snake. The snake is slippery. Listen to when I say S. I'm not doing that on purpose. It just comes out that way. It reveals the S is the sine wave, the snake. Sliver, slither. The snake, notice when I said snake, the first part of that. The snake is slithery, and he wants you to take a slither. The snake is slippery, and he wants you just to focus on a slither of the whole pie instead of the whole pie. So if I can show you the whole pie, and I can actually show you the whole pie in Genesis 3. If I can show you the whole pie, then you can walk in truth because you need, you can walk in love because you need the truth. You need truth to walk in love. Love and truth are married. They go hand in hand. I've got this app. I don't even know what it is because I deleted the apps that I don't use, and it keeps sending me this message, you know. It's a distraction. It's like a harassment, and it keeps showing up, you know. And because I deleted the apps, I don't even know which app it is. It doesn't reveal what app it's from, you know. But anyway, if I show you the truth in Genesis 3 and show you the whole pie in Genesis 3, then you'll have the truth. And if you have the truth, you can walk in love, because you cannot have love without truth, because lies don't promote love. And the only way you're going to see the truth is rightly divide the word of truth and rightly divide the words. If you can rightly divide the Bible, the word, then you should be able to rightly divide words themselves, because everything's a fractal hologram. So let's just go ahead and start. Genesis 3. The serpent was more subtle than any... I'm going down the highway, by the way, so I'm not going to be able to quote it verbatim, probably. The serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field. Subtle. Now, if you look the word subtle up in the original Greek, original Hebrew, and look it up in the etymology, it means it's like a under the threshold. So when you go in your front door, you have a threshold, right? Or your back door, any door. You go in the front door, the back door, you have a threshold, and it's under the threshold. It's like a subliminal message. And so that subliminal message is being used to deceive you. So the devil's going to give you 99% truth and 1% lies. The serpent, the sine wave, the snake on the pole, Jesus became sin for us. He became the snake. John 3:14. As Moses lifted up the serpent, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So, look and live. 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 Look to Jesus, who was pierced to the cross, but he rose again. He's not stuck on the cross like the Catholics want to think, or like some Jezebels try to put him back on the cross. He's risen. He is risen. He is risen. All your words, all your sentences, all your dots and all your dashes and all your commas and all your semicolons preach Jesus. Everything that you speak, the period goes back to the blood. The capital letter in the beginning of a sentence preaches Jesus, the captain of the ship. Your car preaches Jesus. If you wear a hat, it preaches Jesus. Everything preaches Jesus. Everything. Everything preaches Jesus. And so the snake doesn't want you to see it. So the snake wants you to think you're God. You can be sons of God. You can be a copy of Jesus. But in the flesh, you're weak. When you see Jesus, you'll be like him. The Bible says that. Do you believe it? But you got the earnest of the Spirit. You got the Holy Spirit. And you got the Bible, the code, the codex, the book, the Bible. And the codex, Bible, book is right in front of you, encoded in everything. Everything's encoded with the truth. And if you can't see it, it doesn't matter. But what I just said, you ought to be able to accept that everything in front of you is encoded with the truth. You ought to be able to see, admit that. You ought to be able to admit that everything has to be encoded with the truth, because without the truth, you're unstable. And everything in your life, the trees in front of you, a stable job, a stable income, a stable house, everything in front of you is stable unless we have an earthquake or unless somebody goes bankrupt. But usually the reason a business goes bankrupt is because the leadership's or the management's unstable. The CEO's unstable. They're not managing their product, their business. So if everything in front of you can be stable, yeah, there's a sine wave, but there's some stability even in the sine wave, because it's predictable. There's nothing new under the sun. Everything's predictable, and if it's predictable, it's stable. And so if everything in front of you is stable, the only reason it's stable is because there's truth, and there's truth. There's universal truth that makes it stable. I'm not going to finish what I wanted to finish right now, so I'm going to talk real fast. So everything that's stable tells you there's truth encoded in the creation, and even Romans tells you that. The creation, the heavens declare the glory of God. And if the stars are stable, the sun's stable, the moon's stable, then it tells you that it has to be truth encoded right in front of your face. If there's stability, it's because there's truth. There's tree, true, faithful, faith. Tree, true. True is truth. If it's stable, that means there's some truth. If it's unstable, that means there's lies. Do you hear what I'm saying? And so if everything in front of you is pretty stable, except for when man gets involved, then the truth is encoded in front of you. It is, God told me in an audible voice twice. He said, it is right in front of you. Right. Right is right, left is wrong. It is right in front of you. What's in front of the letter U? What's right in front of you? PQRST. UVWXYZ. So on the right side of you is V. On the left side is T, fellowship, the cross. Right in front of you is the cross. Right in front of you is the cutting machine. The letter V is cut. UV is right in front of you. V. In front of is the T, the cross. On the right-hand side is the V, the cutting, the knife. It's a cutting field to cut out your flesh, to cut in the spirit. The sanctification process, the Bible says, is happening all the time. It's happening all the time. It's a cutting field. It's a turning machine. And so VW, W is body double. Got 9 miles to empty on my gas, so I could do that at lunch. So ST, that's why I was trying to hurry. I'm cutting my time here. S-T-U-V-W, the body double. You're walking, you're seated in the heavenlies, but you're walking it down, out down here. You're actually already in heaven, in the heavenlies, in Christ, in the now, eternity past, eternity future, but you're walking out as a body double down here. So you're in time. Why are you here? You're here as an ambassador to pull out the saints that are in Babylon, that are stuck in confusion in Babylon. WX. How do you do it? You take up your cross, the letter X. Why? Why do you do it? Or how do you do it? Who, when, why, where, how? Because the letter Y is the letter U that's been raised up by the pole. The letter Y is nothing more than the letter U, the U sheep raised up by the pole, by faith. True, faithful faith. Take up your cross by faith. Z, and then you can fight the good fight of faith. Z is a weapon. Z is the boomerang. Z, look it up in try the spirits. Test what I'm saying. Z is a boomerang. It has to come back. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. The boomerang has to come back to him, from him, through him, and to him. And so as you unfold the codex that's right in front of you, that's encoded in all the shapes, the colors, the symbols, and everything, if you unfold it and you see the truth that's encoded in front of you, then you can walk in love. And I didn't even get to Genesis 3 yet, because I'm going to talk about Adam and Eve, and it never changes. It's a fractal hologram. You can't hide Adam and Eve. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. It's encoded everywhere. Eve is the event. That's why they have events, because Adam is A-D-A-M, toward A-M, night and day, flesh versus spirit. But I'm going to explain why in detail. It is going to happen, Lord willing, unless I get hit by a transfer truck.